Welcome to the Intuitive Awakening Podcast. I'm your host, Deanna Riddick. I'm an author, teacher, and eternal seeker of truth. I am on a mission to spread metaphysical knowledge to everyone in an effort to help them awaken to universal truth. If you want to learn about spirituality, the occult, and all things related to metaphysics, you are in the right place. Hi everybody, welcome to Intuitive Awakening. Thank you for joining me this week for your episode. Again, if you've been tuning in over the past, I think it's been a month, I have slowly been making my way through the major arcana and now through the minor arcana of the tarot, and I am using the Rider-Waite deck. We only have two more suits left of the minor arcana. Therefore, this week I decided to tackle the cups, the suit of cups, which I believe parallel the suit of hearts in the standard 52 card playing deck. So in terms of the suit of cups, if you have this deck in front of you, go ahead and pull out all the cards in order, starting from the ace all the way down to the king. If not, if you plan to go back and look at it later, that's completely fine. But just to give you some background information about this suit is associated with the astrological signs of Cancer, Scorpio, and Pisces because it is a water suit. And the water sign deals with emotions, or at least the emotional level of your consciousness. And this is associated with your feelings, your emotions, relationships, definitely everything involving love, but this is definitely the suit of your intuition, and I would even say psychic ability as well. Another thing I would like to mention about this suit, whenever you're reading this suit, you know, the element of water is also associated with healing, but purification and cleansing. We're gonna go ahead and start by pulling out the Ace of Cups and looking at that card. So in this card, we see, similar to all of the other aces that we have in the minor arcana, there's this hand emerging from the clouds that's holding either, if you want to call it a chalice or a cup, where water is overflowing. There are five streams of water pouring out, and there's a dove above the cup as well. This card is all about new love. So remember, the aces are all about something new being introduced into your life. So that should be a hint. And if you're still trying to learn the tarot, just remember that one little piece of the card's meanings. The aces are all about something new. But in this case, because the suit of cups deals with matters of the heart. And again, if you can remember that this suit in particular is associated with the suit of hearts in your playing deck, then you can remember, actually, not only will you remember this meaning, but you'll likely be able to read the rest of the suit pretty easily, in my opinion. This card is about, yes, perhaps a new relationship, a new person is coming into your life. This card is also saying that it's time to open your heart and prepare yourself for that new person. Now, this may not be a romantic relationship. It could be a new friend, but most likely it's a new love interest. This card sometimes can indicate a pregnancy. However, if it's matched up with the Empress, then more than likely it is a pregnancy. This card can also be about not just external love, but the need to love yourself and go within for that type of healing and cleansing. But it's also about having compassion for yourself in reference to whatever it is that you've been going through. In the reversed position, as I kind of told you, one little strange trick, and again, it may sound super reductive to tarot enthusiasts, but it's been really helpful for me. If you look at all of the aces in the upright position, it looks like the universe is kind of giving you a thumbs up, which is a good sign. But in the reverse position, it looks like it's giving you a thumbs down, which is how I actually read some of these cards, because it's super helpful and practical and easy to remember. So in this case, yes, reversed, it's a thumbs down. You may be offered a new love interest, but you should not move forward with it. Or you may even be rejected from that person. you may have, you know, a new partner that you may be interested in, and the universe is saying, think twice. Maybe don't go that route. Look at the red flags. It may be an emotional roller coaster of an experience as well. Okay, we are going to move on to the Two of Cups here. And if you remember, I told you again, and it's important to say this over and over so that you remember it. The twos to me and the minor arcana are all about either balance or having to make a decision. And here specifically with the Two of Cups, for me, this card is all about, not all about, but there is an element of balance here, which I'll talk about shortly. So in this card, we see two people. We see a man and a woman, each holding their cups or their chalices. And there's a lion overhead with an angel, with angel wings. And there is a caduceus as well, which is associated with healing. This card, just looking at it, is definitely reminiscent of the Lover's card in the Major Arcana, with the exception that the two people here are clothed, unlike what you see in the Lover's. So, you know, in the Lover's card, it is definitely more reflective of physical, intimate relationships, and there's more going on here than that in the Two of Cups. You still have a partnership, you still have a relationship here, but this relationship is more balanced. It's fair. There is mutual respect for one another, super important. So yes, there's a lot of fairness in this relationship. And you know, this card can also signal not just a love relationship, it can be a business relationship between two people where, again, there's going to be mutual respect and balance, like the workload would be balanced and fair. There'd be respect for each other's ideas, etc. Either way, this is definitely the beginning of a new relationship. And if this is a love relationship, then there will be mutual attraction. So again, there's that balance in that as well. So it's a good sign in the upright position. Reversed, there is definitely imbalance in this relationship. It's one-sided. You know how sometimes you're in a relationship and one person is doing all of the giving and the other is doing all of the taking? That is this card in reverse. So it's imbalanced, it's one-sided, and not only is there one person doing all of the giving and the other doing all of the taking, there's not mutual respect in this relationship. And usually this card that's in, it's in reverse position, kind of indicates a breakup. It's the ending of a romantic relationship or the ending of a business relationship in reverse. Okay, Three of Cups. Looks like a super fun card, very positive. It is, for the most part. So in this card, there are three women who are celebrating and they're raising, you know, their cups and they're cheering and toasting each other. And there's a lot of fruit or some sort of harvest below. Again, this card is quite positive. There's something that they're celebrating together. So this card can be about meeting up with friends, having some sort of party, celebrating something, collaborating with your friends, going to some sort of social gathering, just getting together. So the universe is kind of telling you here, hey, you need to get out and go have some fun and socialize or collaborate with some friends on something that is quite fun. It can definitely indicate that your friends are actually celebrating your success, celebrating that you've achieved something. Regardless, no matter what, this is a joyful, fun card of celebration in the upright position. Reverse, not so much, not so much. It can mean one of two things here. Believe it or not, in the reversed position, ugh, you know that saying, three is a crowd? That's what this is. Three is a crowd, meaning, someone's cheating here in a relationship if this is in a reversed position. The other meaning for this card in the reverse position is that there is some overindulgence in partying too much with your friends. Like you're getting together, having a good time, but it's going overboard. Like you need to get back to life and your priorities straight. Stop using partying as a distraction to tend to things that need to get done. It's almost like an avoidance tactic in a way. Okay, we're gonna move now on to the Four of Cups. So in this card, we do see a man that's sitting against a tree with his arms folded across his chest. And there are three cups that are in front of him, and there's one cup that is being offered to him from above. So similar to the aces in the minor arcana, we see a cup here coming out of clouds, right? So there's some sort of gift or opportunity from above. Now, if we take a look at the person's face, which I've told you before is super important to do because it says a lot about their feelings or their sentiments of the situation at hand. Super helpful. Is this person meditating or are they dissatisfied with something? That's kind of the question. And that's why this card has multiple meanings, right? My first thought when I see this card, it's always this person is apathetic. They're disinterested in everything and they just don't care about life right now and they have no interest in what is being offered to them. So they're probably not going to accept it. They just don't want to be bothered, right? Because they're not reaching their hand out saying thank you for the card and there's no joyful look on their face, right? So they're kind of just doing their own thing and just are apathetic, like they don't give a damn at the moment. The interesting thing here is, what is the gift that's being offered though? Something is being offered. There's something that's right under your nose, literally, that's gonna be offered to you. And do you need to accept it? Should you accept it? Should you at least consider it and maybe kind of get out of your funk and see what's there? That's also another question. And if so, is it the right time or isn't it? Are you going to pass something up that could actually help you, but you reject it? You may need to actually meditate to go within and listen to get the answer. Now, in the reverse position, it's not so different than the upright. It does indicate that you are withdrawing from the world, not really wanting to be with anyone, so still kind of similar there, but it also could indicate that you are meditating against that tree, seeking inwardly for answers. In the reverse position, it could also indicate two more things. Either that you've rejected an offer that's being offered to you, or you're gonna miss out on an opportunity. Or even that, you've spent a lot of time now in this state of apathy. It's time to kind of get back into society and it's time to face the world again, okay? Five of Cups here. So in this card, we see a man who's wearing this long black cloak with his head lowered under gray skies. And before him, there are these three spilled cups or chalices. And it seems as if there are actually puddles of blood that are spilled around these cups. And there are two cups behind him that are standing up and they're still full. There's a river near him and there's a bridge and there's the home in the distance. This card is all about regret and mourning. This person, if you just look at what they're doing, right, they're focusing on what they have lost only. Only that's what they're looking at, everything that has spilled on the ground before them. That's what they're looking at specifically. So in this case, they're looking at what they've lost as opposed to what they still have left, which is what? The cups behind them that are full. And granted, you know, it looks like they lost more than what they have, you know, still behind them, but they still have something. This person is mourning what they've lost, whether it's a lost love, a relationship, it's anything that has been lost that is precious to you, that is super, super valuable in your life. And now you're forced to deal with it and you're in that state of mourning and regret. There is just some sort of loss. But the good news is that there will be some sort of resurrection afterwards at some point in time. And given that there is the home in the background, this card is also kind of saying, you know, you might want to go home to get some support, some comfort during this time to get you through whatever it is that you have lost. So it's really my card for focusing on what you lost as opposed to what you still have. In the reverse position, you're finally overcoming that period of regret and mourning. So you're in the process of making peace with what you've lost and you're kind of coming into some sort of acceptance, which is really tough. There's been some sort of progress made and now you're looking at the other two cups that are left behind you and there's some sort of restoration here. So you're able to kind of shift your attention more to, okay, I lost something that held so much value to me that I loved so deeply. And now I'm trying to focus on what still remains and what I can do with that. All right, let's look at the Six of Cups here. So in this card, this is a very interesting card because I've gotten it and it took me a while to really understand what Spirit was telling me with this card. But we see two people here in the middle of a town, right? Or a village. And we have a little boy who is handing, or the boy is probably older than the girl, but he's handing the little girl a cup with daffodils. And they are just in the middle of this really cutesy town slash village. This card is all about your childhood. It's about your past memories, your youth, and a sense of nostalgia here. You could be in the process of, remembering your childhood, revisiting some of your childhood memories, or just in that state of nostalgia at the moment. However, more often than not, when you get this card, it always means that someone from your past is coming back into your life. Now, quite literally, it could mean, okay, this is somebody I knew from high school that's going to pop up out of the blue and they're going to reappear for some reason. Or somebody I used to work with years ago and all of a sudden I just happened to meet them out of the blue. Just a strange coincidence, right? That's one way of looking at it. Or for me in particular, whenever I have pulled this card, it is because someone from a past life is going to be coming into my life for some reason, some sort of reconnection, for a lesson, for karma to be balanced. In the reversed position, it kind of still holds like the same meaning, except for it's a little bit negative, meaning that, okay, someone could be returning from your past, but it may not be for a good reason. And, you know, those are, who knows why they're returning? You'll know when you deal with the situation, but it may not be a good experience that you're about to have. Also, this card in the reverse position can be about dealing with difficult memories that you had from your childhood. Like they're resurfacing for some reason and it's like your spirit is wanting to deal with some of those experiences that you had in the past. It's time to clean that up. It's time to purify that. Okay. Seven of Cups. So in this card, we do see a person who's looking at seven cups before him. And there are various gifts that are presented before him, and they all look quite desirable and enticing, right? One of them has a wreath, the other has jewels, one of them has a dragon, a castle, a snake, etc. And this card is all about opportunities and choices. Everything looks pretty good here. And again, it looks quite enticing, but what do you choose? So there could be a bunch of opportunities in your face right now that you need to pick something, right? And whether it's a business opportunity, schools, what have you. This card is saying, well, be smart. What are you choosing and why are you going to choose it? What's your intent? The other thing to bring, you know, that I want to bring your attention to here is that there are a lot of cups that are filled with things that are superficial. And it's kind of, you know, what's the word here? A warning. Like, hey, all that glitters is not gold. That's always the phrase I use with this card. All that glitters is not gold. Everything looks enticing, but is it really? What's really going on? What are you really being sold? So be careful what you choose, but you're going to have to choose. That's not open for debate. The other meaning for this card that I have in an upright position is that right now you have a number, instead of it being a number of choices, you have a number of dreams that you want to achieve in your life, which is fine, right? But is this all just wishful thinking? Is it all fanciful thinking? You need to be very smart here. If you're going to pursue your dreams, which one first and why? Be realistic. That's a huge message of this card. So again, be realistic if it's a dream you want to achieve. If there's an opportunity in front of you, be careful. Is it too good to be true? Do your research, do your homework, and trust your gut. In the reverse position, it's quite simple. You finally have made your choice. But the question here is, did you lead with your ego or did you trust your spirit to make a wise decision? Eight of Cups, everybody. In this card, we see a man that's kind of
I don't want to use the word drifting, but clearly walking away from 8 cups, or at least leaving them behind. And that literally means he's leaving behind everything, or she's leaving behind everything that they've worked for. This person is kind of going off into the mountains, right? Climbing to the mountaintops alone. So this card can definitely indicate that you're actually, you know, you've been successful. You did everything that you needed to do to build a life that you had, pursued your dreams or what you thought were your dreams at the time. But you're at that point in life where you reassessed, is this all life is about? I may have achieved everything, but what meaning did it hold in the end? Was it meaningful at all? And now you're willing to kind of leave everything you've built, leave everything behind that you've earned, that you've created. And you're walking away. And this is going to be a very emotional experience. You may just be disillusioned with life and you want to withdraw from the world or at least escape it. Even after having created everything you wanted, after having manifested things that you wanted, they no longer hold the same value, the same meaning as you thought they would initially. And you're walking away from it. But you're walking to the mountaintop, and that in itself is an excursion. So it's not going to be easy. And since we're in the suit of cups, right, the cups are all about emotion. It's going to be hard. Reversed, in this position, although you are quite disappointed with the way things have worked out. So again, if you look at all those cups, it took a lot of work to get to build all of that, right, whatever is in your cup. And maybe you're disappointed that, again, things didn't really work out the way you thought they were. Maybe you thought you would have a different experience to it or experience with it. Instead of escaping to the mountaintop, you may stay where you are and you might want to just give everything another chance. So you're not going to leave or escape everything, but you're willing to try again and maybe approach things differently this time. Maybe you now realize your intentions and your motivations and look at what really holds meaning for you instead of just escaping life. Okay, let me get my notes, everybody. Let's move on to the 9 of Cups. This is a great card to get. This is what is known in the Minor Arcana as the Wish card. Oh, all your wishes coming true, which is great to get in the upright position, right? If you think about nines, again, nines are all about completion or achievement. Let's just say that. So in this card, we see a man sitting on a bench with his arms folded, and he's wearing a red hat and a white robe, tunic. What do we want to call it here? Either way, there are 9 cups gathered behind him. Again, wish card. Looks like success. He looks satisfied. So again, look at the look on his face. It's definitely a great card to get because it shows that your wishes are coming true. Woohoo! You're going to be successful, content, satisfied with what you have accomplished. And there is definitely a lot of emotion associated with this card because you're emotionally fulfilled. And you see now that all your hard work has paid off. And that's such a satisfying feeling, right? And again, the reason why this is an emotional experience is because the cups are about emotions, and since there are 9 of them, then you know that it took a lot. It took a lot of hard work, blood, sweat, and tears to become successful, and you feel so satisfied. One thing to note here is that in this card, there's an implication that this is more of material success as opposed to spiritual success, meaning that there was a desire here for material comfort and luxury. So you're not necessarily fulfilling your spiritual desires. So this is more towards the material world. In the reversed position, your wishes are not coming true. You still have yet to see the fruits of your labor. Something is preventing this from happening. Something is either being withheld or it's holding you back in some way or keeping the dream from coming alive. There's a lot of frustration here and a lot of dissatisfaction. You're kind of being asked to go back and look at your original intent and go back to the drawing board as well, seeing if you can do something a little bit differently, shift your perspective. I also say go and talk to spirit to try to give you some divine direction. Okay. The Ten of Cups. Again, happy card. The cool thing about the cups, it seems like a very joyful suit. So it's great to get, as opposed to, let's say, the swords, right? Where it's almost like complete gloom and doom, which is horrible. So those are kind of rough messages to receive. But even in this card, we see a couple who are kind of embracing each other in a way. The children are dancing. The skies are clear, which is another element I want to bring your attention to. I know we've already gone through a few suits, but there's so much to understand with what's happening in the card, not just the look on the people's faces or the actual action happening in the card. What about the skies? Are they clear, cloudy, stormy? Is it black? That says a lot about, again, what's, you know, what the overall general meaning or the impression of the card is. And in this card, the skies are clear. There's a river, there's, you know, their home, the land looks healthy, viable, etc. And there are 10 cups above them in the frame of a rainbow overhead. This is super positive card. It's the happy family card. I would say domestic bliss card as well. And the great thing about this card is that it could indicate that someone's about to get engaged to have this happy family. Someone's getting married. There is just a commitment of some sort associated with it. It could also indicate that perhaps you're going on a family reunion, some sort of family outing, an event. Just remember that the Ten of Cups is about the family. Either way, it's a good, solid, happy family card. And with the Ten of Cups, there is emotional fulfillment and there is a lot of love here with this family and support. In the reverse position, you might actually be having a lot of problems with your family or even with your spouse's family. There could be a lot of issues there, right? There are some struggles that need to be addressed so that there can be peace within the family or between families, etc. Unfortunately, as you know, in the upright position, you could be getting engaged. There could be a marriage or a commitment of sort between partners. In the reverse position, unfortunately, that commitment, engagement, marriage is not going to be happening with these people. It's just simply not in the cards. All right. Now we're going to move on to the court cards, which include the page, knight, queen, and the king. So in the page, and again, pages to me, there are messengers. They're always going to be messengers of some sort. But if you forgot already, the pages can also symbolize children. So if you know someone or yourself, if you have children and you start to get the pages a lot, look at the astrological sign associated with the page and it might be one of your children as well. Okay. In this case, we see a young woman holding a cup with a fish in it. She is wearing a floral printed tunic and she's wearing a blue hat. There's water behind her, but it goes up and down. So again, look at that symbolism, something that's going up and down, as opposed to it being nice and smooth, easygoing waters. And so again, since the pages are messengers this time, the page comes here to tell you of a new experience, a new opportunity that you're going to have in your life. It's going to be an emotional experience here. Again, this could be a new love. This could be a new friendship, a partnership of some kind coming into your life. You could also be working on some sort of new creative project and you're going to love it and it's going to be super emotionally fulfilling. And when I say it's emotionally fulfilling, it doesn't necessitate that it's going to be happy from start to finish. There will be some ups and downs with it emotionally, but the end result will be great. You'll love it. Now, the pages in this case, the cups, this person is kind of like a dreamer. They're very idealistic, a little bit head in the cloud sometimes. But the cups, as I said earlier, are all about not just love, they're also about intuition. And so is the page here. And this could also imply, hey, it's time for you to start, you know, learning your intuition here, learning how to listen to and hear that inner voice. And working with that intuition. If you get this card, your guide or whomever you work with could be telling you, like, it's time to get, you know, to listen to your own intuition, to kind of get the guidance that you need further here. Similar to the Ace, in my opinion, or from my experience, the Page of Cups could also indicate a new baby, a pregnancy, especially if it's paired with the Empress. In the reverse position, you know, you still might have this new partner, this new love interest, a new experience creatively that you'll love, but it's going to be an emotionally immature person or experience. And if this is a business partner or a love relationship, then you're not going to want to deal with this person because, again, they're very emotionally immature and you're simply just going to walk away. An additional meaning is that you're not listening to your intuition here and it's time to do so. It's like your guide is definitely trying to get your attention. Like, hey, you need to sit down, close your eyes, meditate, and try to tap into that inner voice for guidance. As I said earlier, with the Page of Cups, you could have a new creative experience here, working on some sort of creative project, but in the reversed position, you might be experiencing some sort of creative block. And again, I would say, just an example, just thinking off the top of my head, if I had the Page of Cups reversed and then I had like the Three of, let me think here, the Three of Pentacles, maybe, next to it, I would think that there is some sort of creative block with your work that you're trying to do. Because remember in the Three of Pentacles, you had three people who were crafting this amazing cathedral. And the center point of that card was the one person who was kind of the creative person in the card. So I would kind of put that together saying, there's some sort of block and you might need to, you know, meditate and clear your energy. Okay, let's move on to the Knight of Cups. In this card, we do see a young knight on a white horse holding a cup approaching this river that's in front of him. And he seems to be moving quite slow on the horse and he's not rushing or charging ahead. So it's nothing like the Knight of Swords. If we remember the look of the knight in that card and even the look of the horse's face who was scared, nothing like that happening here, right? It's pretty chill and slow. This is the Knight in Shining Armor card. Think about the knight on the white horse, right? Knight in Shining Armor, very easy to remember. And this knight is super romantic, emotional because we're in the Suit of Cups. Most likely in touch with his feminine side, and he's very sweet, nurturing, compassionate. He is definitely ruled by his heart, and he wears his heart on his sleeve. Again, if we kind of juxtapose this with the Knight of Swords, the opposite. The Knight of Swords thinks first, or acts first, I'm sorry, acts first and thinks later. And this is somebody who, you know, is more impulsive, as opposed to the Knight who is not necessarily, his energy is not like that at all. The knight is very charming, like I said, super romantic, very passionate, but not passion like the Knight of Swords. In the reverse position here, this person, again, this person is young, so they're younger, I would say probably like 20s all the way up to, my cutoff is usually like 32, 33 for the knights. So around that age, in the reverse position, this person can be moody and even jealous at times. And their emotions, because this is the Suit of Cups, can get the best of them. They may be too much of a dreamer, a little bit unrealistic as well. And I say they need to infuse some of the energy from the Knight of Pentacles into, you know, into themselves to kind of put their ideas into practical actions, to kind of bring their dreams to fruition here. Okay. The Queen of Cups. In this card, we see an older woman who's sitting on a throne and there are mermaids and shells. I don't know if they're called sea nymphs that are engraved essentially into her throne. She's holding a cup with angel wings on the sides and she's sitting at the edge of the sea. So if you notice that the rest of the suit, if you look at the cups, they're all open, but hers is actually a bigger cup, but it is closed. She is very intuitive, she's psychic, and she's empathic. This woman is super compassionate and she leads with her heart. She listens to her intuition and it guides her, and she uses her intuition to make her decisions. This is someone who is super creative, loving, and she's also kind of known as the nurturing woman. In the reversed position, this woman is way too emotional to the point that it is getting in the way. It's impacting her ability to understand a situation and understand what's going on clearly because their emotions are on overdrive. There's also a need to heed your intuition here if this is in reverse, because it's like your inner voice has been trying to tell you something and you're not listening for some reason. So that's what this is in reversed. Also, as I said, in the upright position, this person leads with their heart. They're super compassionate, kind, warm, loving, supportive. But in the reverse position, this woman is not as nice, not as compassionate or sweet or tender or warm as she may appear. And she could be actually quite manipulative with your emotions, playing on your emotions. And then lastly, you guys, we have the King of Cups. Again, this is somebody who's older. The Queen's, 30s and up. The King is 30s and up, usually about 34 and up, 35 and up here, an older male. And in this card, we see an older man sitting on a throne, wearing a blue robe, holding a cup and a scepter, sitting in the middle of the sea itself. And if we look at his face, he looks very serious, but he's looking away from his cup and he doesn't seem to be bothered at all. The sea that he's in is quite turbulent, and there's even a little small fish jumping out of the sea in the lower left-hand corner of the card. This man is very compassionate, so a lot of the elements that we find in the Knight and the Queen, even in the page, as the cards progress from the page all the way up to the Queen and King, these elements or these characteristics and attributes of the people, they mature more. So just keep that in the back of your mind. Like, if the page is, this is someone who's younger and just kind of learning, right? So someone who could be maybe a little bit too emotional with the cups, the Knight still, very charming, sweet, but can be, emotional, hasn't tempered their emotions, but the King has. Right? Because again, we're kind of progressing to stages of life where it is expected or understood that you become more emotionally mature as you age. And that's kind of what we find with the King. Even in these turbulent seas that he's in, he looks serious. He looks unbothered. This man is very compassionate. He's loving, intuitive, all of the same attributes with the rest of the suits, except again, if we look at his face, we see that he's actually emotionally balanced because the waves of the sea don't seem to bother him. And also, don't forget that the water is symbolic of our emotions, and he's emotionally balanced here. He's emotionally mature. Pages, learning to become mature. Knights, semblance of maturity. Queens and Kings should be more the most mature, depending on the person, right? this person is patient and they're kind. They're very level-headed and they have a very good balance between their head and their heart. I would say, as opposed to the Knight, who is probably completely focused on his heart, it is the King who can balance both and knows that it's important to do so. This is also someone who is diplomatic, caring, and they may have a gift of prophecy, right? Because the water signs are supposedly the most intuitive and the most psychic out of all the signs. In the reversed position, this person can be emotional and out of control. And similar to the Queen, the emotions are affecting their ability to make really good decisions. So they become emotionally unstable. And because of this, they're going to be moody and similar to the Knight almost. They're a bit unbalanced. The darker side of the King in reverse is that this person can be emotionally manipulative. So again, similar to the darker side of the Queen. And that's one thing I want to emphasize, not just for the cups, but for all of the court cards. When you get to the Knights, the Queens and Kings in the reverse position, I would say in the reverse position, the darker side of those people. That's what the meaning usually is. So you see, like, they can become manipulative. They can pretend to be compassionate, right? But they're trying to get something out of it. They're actually more emotionally immature as opposed to being emotionally balanced and mature. They're not as compassionate as you think that they were, etc., right? So these are the more darker attributes of the people. Now, another thing I should say here is that the court cards don't necessarily have to actually be people. They may not. They are just characteristics, maybe even of you, of the situation at hand, of the energy that's present. For me, they've always been people in my life, so that's how I approach it, but you don't have to approach it that way. But just keep in the back of your mind that when you see a court card reversed and it is referring to a person, it's usually referring to the darker aspects of that person, right? Something, it's almost like the nicer attributes become darker and exacerbated in a way that is harmful. It's more darker energy. Now, the other thing I want to say lastly, excuse me, is whenever I get the court cards in reversed, it also means to me that this person is going through something. That I always say they're going through a down cycle. They're having a really, really bad experience. There's something going on and you may not know, but they're being impacted or affected by something in their life. That has also been a long-standing meaning for me with the court cards in a reverse position. You guys, whew, I need a glass of water. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode. Don't feel so overwhelmed when you're learning the minor arcana or the major arcana. It will come. And I always say to people, just pick one card a day. That's how you learn. Pick one card a day, read the upright and the reverse. Just do both. You can choose to only read tarot upright. I know many people who do that because they do tell me, you know, you can still get the meanings, even if they are a little bit negative, in the upright position, which is true. So if you don't want to spend the time learning the 156 meanings, that's fine. You can learn the 78. It's up to you how you want to do it, and then just stick with it. So it's, don't feel compelled to buy like 8,000 books trying to learn all the variations of meaning. If you want to read upright, read upright. If you want to read intuitively, read intuitively. That's also super effective. I do, you know, I've learned the basic meanings to have a foundation, but at the same time, certain things come up that are very specific for me. And then I use that information to read for other people. Thank you for tuning in and listening. I really appreciate it. And I believe we only have the suit of wands left to go. And then we've finished the tarot. I hope this has been beneficial and useful to you today. Please have a great weekend and I'll be talking to you soon. Bye-bye.